Okay, Taiwan special. I'm going to cut through some stuff. I've got in the back of my mind, and by the way, I didn't mention this in podcast yesterday, but I am moving to a new address. And so I don't know what that's going to do to workflow with some of the various things that are happening. But typically announcements are saved for the podcast weekly, which is yesterday, Monday. But so you know, if there is a disruption to things, I'm telling everybody, public service announcement, I'm moving to a new address, and that's going to be a game changer. We'll see what it does. It could give me more time in my life because I don't have to crawl over my own stuff in this ultra small space, or it could mean that I'm not doing a podcast next week because the equipment I use for this and camera stuff is still in the box, but I hope not. I don't think so. There we go. So moving. And as I'm doing this, I am looking at a theme in the back of my mind and in the front of my mind, frankly, also. And what I'm going to talk about this week in the Taiwan special is what the heck to do with Taiwan. And on the one hand, working with the new sponsor for Lahi and working with other issues, by being awesome ourselves and by doing the right thing ourselves without fear or favor, that's the best chance for society. And I'm ultimately having a conscientious growth crisis. If you want to be awesome, you're going to have to level up. And new levels have new devils, both before and after. And I am having to wrestle with the bigger ethical questions of how to deal with news and what to do in terms of sponsorship. Marco Rubio moment here, drinking in a podcast. And listen, you never eat over a podcast because it just sounds so fun. No, Limbaugh, some guy did an interview on a podcast over lunch. It was a lunch podcast. And it sounds so funny while you're, you see, I think, that's what it sounds like if you eat on TV. But if I'm going to pause and go theatrics and drink and I yuck it up, it works. So hold on. I need water because you got to hydrate. By the time you're thirsty, you're already dehydrated, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's your public service announcement. Remember to keep hydrating. Okay. No. The mountain of garbage is building up because I'm moving and everything's all disorganized. Okay, so I on the one hand, one way to solve the Taiwan problem is to just be awesome, just shine, do things right, and that's what's happening with Lahi's thing. On the other hand, there's a point where you've got to tell the truth, and I'll go back to Brett Baer and what he said in his. I think we'd call it a eulogy, what he said about Roger Ailes. He said, chase the story, gather the facts, provide background and context, report without fear and favor. And that last step is something I'm having to ask myself about. Because as you know, I have certain audio recordings from things that happened in Taiwan 12 years ago. I kept those. I sat on that story while trying to start a newspaper because I didn't want to just go on ugly smear campaigns. I didn't just want sleaze stories. I wanted to see if Taiwan's government would be able to fix the problem. I really had high hopes that they would, and my high hopes have led to utter disappointment. In a word, my opinion toward Taiwan, disappointed. And at this point, I'm facing an ethical issue, but because I've waited around about 11, 12 years before even considering releasing that recording and giving the details about what all it affects or even parts of what it affects, the story is not that this terrible thing happened. The story is this terrible thing happened and Taiwan didn't do any of it without it being in the news. And so really the news is that we need the news. We need good news these days. And so I'm trying to figure out what in the world I can do to deliver this to the public so that it's shining. The way that Lahi and his new skate sponsor and I is kind of a manager, marketer, filmer guy. I have ideas. Like this guy sponsoring stuff, like he's having trouble understanding the Taiwan culture like almost every American does. And I'm operating as, you'd say, you know, the consultant in the movie Hancock. You know, Hancock was he was a jerk. He's a mean guy. And he was just rude to people. And this consultant, this PR consultant, whatever, comes along, not PR, but this consultant's like, you need PR, man. You need to know how to talk to people. And he guided him. And in some sense, I've kind of been that guy. And as a result, everything's gaining traction. Because all these people don't know how to get along with each other. And I come in and I level it all out. And I don't do it without a lot of love and tears. I really love these guys a lot. And it's driving me toward, shall I say, a surgical patience. Surgical patience. Don't you love putting words together, Kevin? Isn't it great? So I'm thinking back to how I wrote the Taiwan article. You know, my story in Taiwan, I released it probably about a month ago, maybe two. That was August, wasn't it? That Taiwan's systemic prejudice helped me understand what not all, but a number of Black people in America are talking about when they say it's in the system. It's systemic poverty. People talk about systemic poverty, social justice. This is the talk. Systemic poverty, systemic prejudice. It's in the system. And being in Taiwan, I've come to experience that. If you haven't experienced it, you have no idea what people are talking about. It's like trying to have someone explain to you what a banana tastes like. It's an utter waste. And I still don't see what's happening to Black people in America, but I understand that what they're talking about is real. And now I've got experience to add to my imagination to understand the specifics. But it's always different, but I know that it's real and I know what it's like. Nobody else sees it. And so writing that article was one way of dealing with the justice of the matter. I've got to tell the truth. I want to make a positive difference, but I don't just want to vomit all over everybody. I don't just want a sleaze story. I don't just want a hit piece. I don't want to just be Politico, which look, I love Politico and I love linking to their articles at the Times. I love including their stuff. I love lifting them up as a beacon of information. But as Limbaugh always explained, the Politico is where disgruntled Republicans go to when they want to leak something about other Republicans. I'm not saying that's the only thing, but you know that it's one of those. And so, I don't want to just do hit pieces. And that's the ultimate big question that I'm facing here. And I'm going to explore what I'm doing with Lahi in sponsorship, and I explore what I'm considering as far as releasing the recordings about what happened as years ago in the 2 days to come. I'm looking at how I can couch, how I can present something valuable to society that's informative, that provides accountability, but is still uplifting, because that's what we need. And am I doing this personally to try to get something? Am I trying to be political activist? No, I've got to be the newspaper guy. I have to look at this from the perspective of the newspaper. I sat on this as an editor of a newspaper saying, no, it's not time to run the story because the investigation is ongoing. The situation's not resolved yet. And reporting bits of information too early without the context of the response. I'm not interested in just reporting evidence of dirty stuff happening. That happens all the time. I want to know how governments and people respond to it. That's more interesting. And that's taken 12 years. But now time's up. And I've got to ask myself the conscientious question. Am I quiet about it? I can't be. But I can't vomit it either. I think I'm going to look at this from a perspective of the news. Why we need real news these days. Why news is good. Because news brings accountability. So, well, and ultimately, it also kind of goes back to the thing that, a lot of people are angry for Trump, how he talked, but he got stuff done that nobody else would. So what's the difference? You know, but there's problems with that too. What do you do? How do you balance it? What do you do? What do you do? What do you do? What do you do?